Well, hello there. It's Dominique Vail here, founder of Invisi Youth Charity and your host for our monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show from the Invisi Youth Chat Sessions family, Audio Flash Files. Our motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn about an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially in Invisi Youth's medically adultish population. But you know we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so everyone is welcome. And trust we're going to have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering advice that'll make all the non-medical parts of your life all the better. In our next audio flash files for the Invisi Youth Galaxy Question Box series, and with this podcast episode, we wanted to focus in on a question that a few of you asked us about, and something that everyone living with a chronic illness or disability experiences. Heck, even those without it also deal with this. I'm talking about the mental anxiety and worry that can come from having tests or procedures when we're at those doctor appointments and how we handle the waiting game. Now, let's take a beat as usual and I pour myself a cup of coffee and we open up the question for today's file. So let's get into it. Today's question is, I'm dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety always when I have to go to my doctor appointments. The constant worrying is what fills my time as I have to worry about what the results will be for different tests and blood work I need to take, and I don't know how to work on handling waiting for those results without panicking that they'll be bad. Since I'm always going to have tests and blood work done, what would the Invisi Youth team suggest I do? Alright, well, this question sparked so much curiosity in the Invisi Youth team, and our educational, personal growth senses were tingling to give you a life-improving technique. So we're calling today's flash file, Lessen the Stressors at the Doctor Appointments and Think of a Waiting Room. Ah yes, the infamous waiting room, getting metaphorical and literal here, because that waiting game we can all remind ourselves of isn't something that we enjoy, especially those long waiting room stints at an appointment, but also the waiting game in metaphor that we have mentally when we have those tests and procedure results that we need to wait for of what our future will be. Now, as many of you know, we will be doing in all of our audio flash files, we're reminding you that there are so many different directions that we could have taken with this question, and we're just honing in on one of the many options, so never feel that this is a one-size-fits-all kind of resource. We just want to shine a light on one avenue, hope it resonates with you, or sparks as a reminder of an ulterior avenue that might work for the way you live as well. Remember that all people think differently and diffuse themselves differently. So it's important to keep in your minds when going through this audio flash file that answering this important question for us is we're going to focus on the steps to proactively pause in your thoughts when the waiting game for medical results begins before encouraging you to take those steps into your style of rationally calm thinking. Now, it's not just people with chronic illness and disability that are dealing with the anxieties or worries that can come from our doctor appointments and waiting for those test results and medical plans. According to Healthline, getting blood work results back can range from 24 hours to 3 weeks. That's a major range of waiting time. In 2017, a study from the Journal of American Radiology stated that when evaluating the emotional state of patients waiting for imaging results, 45% said they experienced emotional stress, while 85% felt a level of anxiety. When it comes to waiting for test and medical results and that waiting game, some even have wanted to only get digital test results to cut that wait time. But there's been some research that's shown that when that happens, it could be problematic for certain types of thinkers too. The founder of the Stress Resources stated that when someone goes the route of digital test results, it cuts down on the time of anxieties for festering and building up, but it can sometimes negate people from processing their emotions and thoughts and the potential good or bad results, so their headspace might not be the most prepared when results come more immediately. It truly becomes a catch-22 because these statistics prove that the waiting for test results can fester worries, but it also enables you to be prepared for different outcomes. So, How do you take these statistics I just mentioned and qualify it into your way of living and managing your headspace around the medical waiting game? We're going to dive into that here. So many young people living with chronic illness and disability are faced with going to countless doctor appointments. And we would need an entire podcast episode in itself if we were going to talk about the diagnosis period struggle and all those countless weeks, months, and for many people, years of repetitive waiting games and waiting periods it would take for multiple test results to point in the direction of a diagnosis. Believe me, I know. And it is this waiting period and how we handle the mental stressors of not wanting to stay in this mental state of panic or what ifs that is the recurring topic for many young people. It is not a fact that we can change that when it comes to having to deal with this part of having health struggles, because it is one of those areas that we all would say, well, I have to wait for the results. But we cannot change that factor to get instantaneous gratification or change the results of what they may be. And even with that, some people need to have a grace period where they can think and plan it out, go through potential outcomes and plan their pros and cons. Every person handles stress and problems differently. That's why giving advice on how to handle waiting for medical results with doctor appointments can be a challenge. With this particular audio flash files answering this question, we want to give the resourceful focus on how to first work on a way to lower the anxieties of the what ifs, to allow you to reframe, focus on what you can control, how to manage your emotions during that waiting period, and feel successful every time the waiting period happens. What is truly the most important to acknowledge when it comes to our emotions and thoughts waiting for our doctor visits and test results is that every person has options to lower their anxiety, and they can do it with actionable steps that make a timely thought process the focus and not an overtaking of one's emotions. The focus is to recognize your emotions of why you're feeling panic or worries without letting them overwhelm and consume you, so the period of time waiting for the results and the possible shift for your future health is not totally negative. This is an area of life that once tests are done, you cannot change what the results will end up becoming, and the positive, negative, and mixture of both that those results can bring to your health and overall life structure. And when you wait, you can perseverate sometimes on all the potentials, and for all of my planners out there, that can be a blessing and a curse. It truly can impact the way you live your daily life as a young person with chronic illness and disability when you have all these ups and downs of emotions as you are trying to find the right path for your health. You have this mirrored effect of not having stability in your health and then not having stability in the waiting period between medical test results that can impact that said stability in your health. It really is a domino of waiting to actually feel worse than the results themselves at times and feel like you need to emotionally prepare for all sorts of outcomes, many of which are not even going to happen. We want young people to have the tools to work through their emotions and acknowledge those emotions, to never disregard them, and allow the waiting period for the test results to not overwhelm your being, be a beneficial part of your processing and working through your health journey. Now, since I've just told you the why of this question and why it's so important to answer, I'm going to explain the how to improve it and the technique here to take those steps to achieve this end goal we've been talking about. And to do that, you know we're opening up my favorite InvisiYouth Galaxy Glossary to our latest edition, Waiting Room Theory. This proactive pausing noun is the way, an active way, of thinking with the knowledge that one's worry, stressors, and what-ifs can be paused because they are projected thoughts into the future versus maintaining control over the present. It is to mentally pause when worries about outcomes are in the forefront, reminding that no action of oneself can change the waiting, and feel empowered in that control. You can tell just from the glorious definition that we're going to be focusing on the ways people think and diffuse differently so they can keep their focus on the present when dealing with the potential changes of tests and waiting for doctors and appointments. There's a value to pausing proactively in your thoughts before you begin to work in your style of thinking, And while that doesn't 100% make your worries about the what-ifs from test results about your chronic illness or disability totally go away, it can diffuse their power and make that waiting period more productive for you, so you can manage while handling your worries, so you can feel a confident sense of control in the present while you wait for those as the waiting happens. With the waiting game theory, it is a two-part acknowledgement in the steps to achieve this skill set when you are handling those waiting periods and having to wonder which direction your health will take when you get those results. The pre-step, 1A if you will, is that when you find out from a doctor visit, hypothetically, that you will be having a waiting period before you get test results for a specific reason. As you know, you are now going to be embarking on the waiting game that can be in the medical experience. Those thoughts about, well, what will happen if this test result comes back or that test result comes back? What am I changing about my life if this and this happens, like the doctors said? They automatically can come into play. And this is where the first moment of the waiting game theory will begin. The first part of this mindset is to remind yourself, even out loud if needed, that you cannot control or change the outcome of the results you'll be given just by thinking about them or perseverating on them. It seems common sense, but that reminder is vital for yourself to take down the worries to a different level before your role can make it harder for the weight. And for some, that little voice of self-blame that should never be there should be lowered and removed immediately. You need to remember that you can't change anything once these tests are happening. Then we move into the second step, which is individualized to every person. It is about holding and working through your thoughts and emotions in the way you can handle them best until you've separated emotional response and your logical response. Whether you're a logical planning kind of thinker, someone that needs to go through all the pros and cons of all potentials to make the what-ifs less scary, give a good cry or vent session to release your emotions, or pull away and relax till you have tangible results to then utilize and plan with, all the ways you take action on step two is up to you. What the waiting game theory instills is that you take an actionable choice to be productive with yourself in how you wait for the result in your doctor appointments. It is about productively pausing the worries and the panics and the stressors, and then proactively stepping forward into how you process emotions and how you process your logical thoughts, and then untangling the two. When you untangle your emotional and logical reactions to the waiting period from a doctor appointment or medical results for your health, you're able to process in a more manageable fashion how you feel about everything that is going on and how you plan for actionable steps with future results. It is all about respecting your emotions and never invalidating them, while also taking a pause to stay in the present so you're empowered with what you can control, noting in your confident way of thinking how to rationally and emotionally process the what-ifs in the waiting period around your health. Since we're coming to an end of the InvisiYouth lesson on this audio flash files, and our second one for 2024, I'm going to tell you a quick story. In the early years of my chronic illness journey, I was dealing with what I called the revolving door of doctors, tests, procedures, and the process of a diagnosis was happening. At this point, I was sent by my doctor to a colleague in hematology, given some symptoms I was having. While at that hospital, I was sent over to have blood work done on their oncology unit. I was a teenager in the early stages of having health and chronic illness issues without a diagnosis, and I was in such a high anxiety environment being told by one of the physicians, and unfortunately not the last time I would hear it, "We don't know what's exactly wrong. It might be life-threatening, so we need to figure out these results from these tests to figure out what direction we're taking. So we want to have this blood work done. When we get the results, we're going to meet with you again and plan a course of action." For me to see those around me in real time living with one of the avenues these test results could bring to me made my mind run wild with anxiety, perseverating on all the potentials and what-ifs. But as I continued to panic and worry, I had to pause myself. I had to remind myself that I had no control over what that blood work was going to say and whether it would be negative or not. I couldn't change what was going to happen. I could only work on my health as much as I could in the present to keep myself as stable as I was. But I did know that I could handle my emotions and pull out the logical thoughts so I could work on the emotional ones separately. For my thought processing style, I had to think of the big picture first and think about the best and worst case scenarios in the grand scheme. Then I could think about how I would positively tackle all the outcomes as I zoomed in more and more on the finer details and my emotions for all of it. It allowed me to not focus on all the big, scary what-if potentials, but allowed me to stay in the present. I stayed focused in that waiting room theory so I wouldn't panic about future me and every future avenue that could make things worse. So by staying in the waiting room theory and taking that proactive pause, untangling my emotions around different rational ways this could happen, I controlled and stayed empowered in my present and then was able to work through my emotions on how different avenues would work out for me and how I would feel so that I stayed in an empowered state during the waiting period. Now, we're checking out of story time and we're going back to the InvisiYouth lesson, or more like the end of this file, so let's wrap this up. And with every audio flash file from InvisiYouth Charity and with all of our resources, I'm going to remind you again of one thing. We encourage you to try our life-improving tools and mindsets and figure out if it works for you. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationships, your health, your communication style, and your way of living. And remember, InvisiYouth's techniques are our way of giving you just one avenue of how to support these life challenges, and they're not the only way, so never fret if it doesn't fully resonate with you. Pick and choose what can work to make yourself the most successful and thrive. Now, here's our final drip of knowledge to close the file. Every person handles stress and worries differently, and when those stressful thoughts come from handling how you wait for medical results and doctor appointments, it's important to be mindful that the waiting period can bring equal strain and anxiety as the moment of learning how your future will shift. In order to lower one's anxieties around doctor visits and waiting for test results, it's important to know how to tailor your style of thinking into an empowering one so you can focus on what you can control in the present and not stay in the future of all the what-ifs your mind can take us down as we wait, because that's not productive, emotionally beneficial, or going to change. When you untangle your emotional and logical reactions for the waiting period from doctor appointments and test results with your health, you are able to process in a more manageable fashion how you feel about everything that's going to happen and how you plan for actionable steps for those future results. It's all about respecting your emotions and never invalidating them, while also taking that pause to stay in the present so you are empowered with what you can control, and noting in your confident way of thinking how to rationally and emotionally process the waiting period that might be surrounding a portion of your health. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability. And like we always say at InvisiYouth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure to subscribe to the InvisiYouth chat sessions. Click that like button, please. Comment positively on this episode. Share it with your friends and followers and anyone else. And make sure you come back when I pull out another audio flash file. Chat soon.